Hello?
Hello, Sol?
Yeah.
Is this a better time for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, I don't know if you are part of it, but my website is not up yet.
Yeah, I'm not a part of the website team, and you've been with us for a total of 4 days, so usually website development is completed between day 5 and day 7. It looks like you signed up with us on Thursday of last week, so we've been working on it for just a couple of days. It'll be up and running very shortly.
Okay.
Okay.
And a few things. One second. So I request that the project managers that deal with me, one second. One second, please. Okay.
Sure.
I had the understanding that, we're going to go over my setup and see that everything is okay with Yelp and other things that we're supposed to, do it. But now you're calling me for just Google Ads and Google Guarantee?
I'm not calling for Google Ads. I'm calling for Google Guarantee. So we have different departments here within our company, Sol. And when you ask for information regarding Google Guarantee, then you're directed to that department independently. And that's what triggers a call from me. As far as Google Ads go or the website or the other services, that is not my area. I only deal in Google Guarantee.
Okay, so, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it's not what I want to talk about. They said that you requested a call for Google Guaranteed, so I'm here to answer your questions. Are you currently running Google Guaranteed with another company?
Yes.
And who is that company?
It's called 99 Calls.
99 Calls. Okay. It's not one that I've heard of before. How long have you been with Google Guarantee?
Almost a year.
Okay. And what zip code is it out of?
90036.
That's interesting. I haven't found your Google Guarantee ad yet. I've been searching all morning looking for it. So you're sure it's not Google Ads. It's actual Google Guarantee in the guaranteed section, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if we take care of Google Guarantee for you, we do need access. We request that you have ownership and you have your own form of payment on file for that when we take over. So we have the ability to go ahead and begin, to take over everything with the Google Guarantee option for you and to management, optimize it, go ahead and ensure that you're getting the quality of phone calls that you're looking for, so on and so forth. However, when I'm looking here, again, I'm unable to review your Google Guarantee ad currently because I don't see it listed here in the Google Guarantee section under that zip code. And it's for general contracting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not under a different name. It's under Green Tech Builders.
Exactly. Green Tech Builders, Inc.
Yeah. I've looked multiple times. I don't see it listed here. But if you choose to move it over for us to take care of the Google Guarantee, then it is a one-time transfer cost of $250. That is non-refundable. That does go to get optimization started and get everything completely moving forward, as well as to ensure that it's ranking. Then the cost per lead for this, it depends on which verticals that we qualify you for, but if you're qualified for the Google Guarantee currently with the general contracting vertical, what are they charging you per lead?
For Google Guarantee, it's less than... I think they don't charge me on that. They charge me just for income leads that come in. But what, tell me
how
your,
much are your leads coming through for that? That's why I'm saying I don't see your Google Guarantee listing. Have you taken on any Google Guaranteed leads since they set it up for you?
Actually, I didn't. I don't think so.
I'm a little concerned.
That's why I was looking
for I'm a little concerned
a
with that.
To work with. So let's, how do I find it if I have it or I don't have it?
Well, you would have the Google Guarantee CID, and that's why Angel called you back yesterday and asked you if you had it, and you said that you did have the Google Guarantee CID, which is the username and sign-on for your Google Guarantee account. So you don't have that?
One second. Let me see. Let me find it. Maybe I have it in one of the emails.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is at the very tippy top of the page, and it's pay per qualified lead. You don't pay per click or per call. It's pay per qualified lead. Google has very strict guidelines as to what's considered an actual qualified call. So the upfront cost is a $250 either application fee or transfer fee, whichever way. Like if you don't actually have Google Guarantee, which I'm not sure you do since I am having trouble finding it, but that's no problem to get you approved for Google Guarantee. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved or we've transferred it over, the minimum monthly budget for that is going to be $1,304 for 13 Google Guarantee leads per month. Okay?
One second. Let me write it down. Okay?
Well, I'm going to send it all to you in email. No worries. The Google Guarantee cost per lead is $100 per lead. That's the minimum. So because of where you're located and what you are able to target with there in Los Angeles, you're in one of the most densely, heavily populated areas in the U.S., what happens with that is you actually have the ability to increase your cost per lead or to bid higher if you so chose. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Google Guarantee is vast and has a lot of advantages because when the leads come, they come directly to you. So you're not sharing those costs per lead. Okay, you're not sharing the lead. It's a direct lead coming straight to you. And the person on the other end of the phone is qualified, meaning they're actually looking for your service. Because if they're not, then you're not charged. So for example, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a robocall, a spam call, if somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they happen to, be asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed within your Google Guarantee service profile, you're not charged. Additionally, that's also true if they're requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, you would not be charged. So you're only charged for the qualified leads, which is A, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or B,
no.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm not giving estimate over the phone.
Yeah, it would be super hard for you to give estimate over the phone for what you're offering because you have to be on the scene to give a face-to-face estimate. But I'm just telling you the rules of Google Guarantee is the rules by Google. So, sometimes when people are working like, say, carpet cleaners, they're going to give an estimate over the phone. So the same is true for every Google Guarantee vertical and category. So I just have to let you know the rules is all. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you were to give estimate over the phone, which we both know that it would be very silly for you to do that because you can't really give a proper estimate over the phone, right?
Yeah.
Or if you happen to set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, okay?
Okay.
Now, Google actually what they do is they make sure that each of those calls is recorded for authenticity purposes. So when the call comes into your soul, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on the caller ID. And it also says so right before you pick up the phone. It says LSA Google Guarantee lead. So it's a live human being on the other end of the phone. You are given a Google Guarantee call tracking number. And the call is recorded with AI listening because if Your caller is a sales or solicitation call. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's somebody who is asking for a service you don't provide or outside of your service radius and you decline the job, then you would automatically not be charged. Okay?
Okay, say that again.
When the phone rings?
Right.
You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in, okay?
Okay.
Now, with that, when you pick up the phone, if the person on the other end of the phone is a sales call or a solicitation call, somebody trying to sell you something, or
right.
if it's a spam call or a robocall,
uh-huh.
Or if it's somebody who is seeking employment with your company, they want to work for you.
Right.
Or if it's somebody, say you don't offer foundations and concrete, but somebody calls you and asks for foundations and concrete, it's not a service you provide, so you would not be charged for the job. Say they're asking for you to service them in Long Beach, and you don't service Long Beach, it's not listed on your profile. You would not be charged. All of those are considered unqualified calls, and that's why Google has AI listening to each one of those phone calls. It's for authenticity purposes, so that if it's an unqualified call, you're automatically not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if it's somebody who is requesting estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, which we both know you won't do because that doesn't make any sense, but I'm just giving you the rules, okay, then you would be charged for the call. If you give estimate, if you give the person on the other end of the phone an appointment time to give estimate face-to-face, so to go out and bid the job, that is also considered a qualified lead. You would be charged for that. Okay?
Okay.
All of that is clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way it works is like this. If you have the Google Guarantee CID, meaning you've already passed the background check, you've already done everything, then you would pay the $250 and you would have your client interview with my technician. And then once we're ready to go ahead and begin having the leads come into you, you pay the upfront costs, okay, of $1,304 for 13 leads. The leads begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads per week. So when the leads are turned on, the lead will come to you. It will be 1 lead, 2 leads, 3 leads a week if you don't touch it. Or you can choose to increase the lead flow. You can have more than 3 leads a week, 6 leads, 8 leads. Or you can take on 1 lead and pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign, that's where it stops financially. Okay? So if you pause the campaign with $1,200 in it and you pause it for 6 months, 8 months, that's where it stops. It doesn't go anywhere. Okay? Does all this make sense?
Yeah, so let me understand. So
sure.
I pay $250 mm-hmm. to get it set up.
Uh-huh.
If they have the ID and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already sent them. I look on the emails that we were talking.
Uh-huh.
And I see that I send them my contractor ID.
Okay. To who? To the 99 calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got I remember I got like a postcard from Google
mm-hmm.
with the ID, but I don't find this postcard. I remember
mm-hmm.
I had it, so I need to look for it.
Yeah, the CID is super important for us to have. Okay,
yeah.
Not the postcard portion, though. The postcard is how it used to be. So did you fill out an application that asks you for your social security number and all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So you did do the Google Guarantee, it sounds like. So you have a couple of options. You can call the 99 calls, that place, you can call them, and you can say, hey, I need the CID, okay, for my Google Guarantee, because what they're going to do is they're going to make sure that you have a form of payment on file, and they're going to transfer it to you as the owner. You see?
So I need only the CID.
CID, yes, it's going to be like a username and password. So once you have the CID, that's going to be like a, it's going to be a 10-digit number. That is it's your Google identifier for Google Ads, for Google Guarantee. I mean, it's going to be your identifier. So how we identify your company with Google for the Google Guarantee Ads. Once you have that, then it usually goes to an email address that you have on file, whatever that looks like. Like, I don't know what you have going on with this company, but yes, essentially that is true. Now, usually they ask for you to put a form of payment on file for them to charge when they transfer it. But I don't know how it works with other companies. That's why I was asking you the questions in the beginning, so I can understand how they do it, because I want to make the transition as smooth as possible for you. Okay?
I don't want to end up paying okay, I see in one of the emails that I got from Email Text Opportunity, CID is, yeah, I got some email in last year. It's 1956.
Hold on. 1956.
855.
Uh huh.
8324.
Okay.
Is that the one?
I don't know. I'm gonna have them check. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna have them check for us. That way we know. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see it. My Google Ads customer ID. That one.
Google Guarantee.
Let me ask
if it's the same or if it's different. Give me just a second to ask a couple of questions to my technician, okay? That way,
okay,
you're not going back and forth and wondering what's what, okay?
Okay,
hold on 1 second. So, can you please check to see if this CID is correct for Google Guarantee for this client? Okay. Additionally, is the customer ID for the okay. So in your Google Guarantee, in that email for the CID, that number you gave me, the 1956, that long number, is that number in the Google Guaranteed email, or what is it in?
That stands for Google Ads month to date performance.
Okay.
And then it shows my website that you
uh-huh.
do it on.
Okay.
And it says Google Ad customer ID, and I have a number.
Is that
then,
a different number or the same number?
A different number.
Okay, what's the different number?
It's 499.
499?
82. Yeah, 82.
82?
67. Yeah. 67694.
Got it. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's the email I can listen to the recording, and I got the phone, and I got the number.
So that number that you just gave me is a phone number?
Excuse me?
Is
no,
that
it's, It's my Google Ad customer ID.
Got it. Okay. I'm asking. So that way we understand together if the Google
and CID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the CID that I get the messages is the 1-9-5-6-8-5-5-8-3-2-4.
1-9-5-6-8-5-5-8-3-2-4.
Yeah, 1-9-5-6-8-5-5-8-3-2-4.
That's not a phone number, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's the CID.
Okay. Okay, and that you're saying is for a Google Guarantee, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I'm waiting for him to respond.
500.
Yeah. Say it again.
My monthly budget with them is 500.
That sounds like that's Google Ads. I'm going to be honest with you. Google Guarantee is different. Google Guarantee, you go through a similar,
okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I CID numbers. One he believes is for Google Ads and one Google Guarantee. Okay, so the reason I'm asking these questions is because I'm not sure if it's the same one in the same or if they're separate. Okay. Let me go ahead and get an answer on this. I'm just waiting for them to respond. Sometimes they're in meetings. Let me see here. Okay. Now, you never took on any of the leads with the Google Guarantee, though, is what you told me. Is that correct?
Maybe I did, because they send me, like, in the, I can listen to them, you know. I'm, like, getting an email.
Mm-hmm.
This email is the phone number, date, time, and times that we talk, and then I can listen. Let me pull it on 1 second.
To ensure the highest level of customer service, this call may be monitored and recorded.
Hey.
Hello?
Vincent. Hello.
Okay, so this is what they send me with the email, and then I follow up the customer.
Uh-huh, but it just didn't say Google Guarantee or anything before the call, so that's why I'm wondering. I don't know if every company uses it the same way that we do because of the way that we use the service. I'm not sure, but I'm waiting for confirmation from these agents to see if we can get you a confirmed answer. That way I know which way to move forward with you. But I know that the minimum monthly budget is more than 500 to start. So that's another thing that's very concerning for me, is because it makes me think that it's a little bit different is because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
It's not a matter of what I want to do. I have to see if one of these caller ID, if one of these CIDs is going to work. And if it is, then we have access. If it's not, then that means you don't actually have a Google Guarantee ad, and we have to start from the beginning. It's your choice.
Okay.
So either way, it's $250. It's either the application fee or it's the transfer fee. But you want Google Guarantee, yes?
So, okay. So let's frame the whole thing. So build up is 250.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to, you said the budget over is what?
It's $1,304. And that's for 13 leads at $100 per lead.
And then this is like, it's like what? It's like I paying one time, and every time if I don't get, I will get three leads a month?
No, three leads per week if you don't touch it. If you leave it alone and you don't touch it and you let the calls come in naturally, it's three leads per week.
So it's three leads per week.
If you want to increase it, you can. Okay? You can get more than three leads in 1 week if you want to. You can call in, you can increase the lead flow. Or you always have the option to pause the leads as well. Say you take on one or two leads and now you're booked.
For sure I will get three qualified leads for what? For one trade? For like keywords? For what?
All of the keyword services within the general contracting.
The keywords that you set up, right?
Not the keywords I set up. They're set up by Google. One second. Hold on. The two different CID numbers I put in this thread. Okay, so if you're qualified for the Google Guarantee vertical, okay, then there are certain keywords mm-hmm. that are within that vertical, okay? Meaning Google is very specific about what you can be called for. For general contracting, the words are accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patio, exterior finish, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finish, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinet, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, and bathroom cabinet. If you're not offering all of those services, say you're not offering roofing, then we're not going to list you for roofing, so you don't get roofing calls. You get to cherry pick the services within those keywords of that vertical. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So perfect. I choose only like backsplash. I don't want to go just backsplash.
Sure.
Teaching,
sure.
You know,
right.
Either remodeling, so all those things that we will do together, right? You're going to set it up.
Yes, we decide that together.
And you set everything up. I don't need to do anything, right?
Well, if you don't have a Google Guarantee CID number, then you have to do the application for us. And then, yes, we set everything up.
It's not hard,
it's easy. After that, we set it up for you, and then you have access to the call recordings. Okay, so if the call slips through that is unqualified, which is very rare, but if one does, then you have the ability to say, hey, this call right here, this phone number, this is unqualified, this doesn't meet the Google Guarantee qualifications, and we would go ahead and we would dispute that directly with Google on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just waiting to find out if you have these. I don't know that to be the truth. Okay. Let me call you back when I have a little more information if you have a CID or not, okay?
All right, then. Thank you.
I'll give you a call. Okay. All right, Saul. Bye.